Citizen groups who fought Tonawanda Coke say they are being cut out of UB-led community projects and fine money, while UB says they have met with community members and leaders on multiple occasions to discuss and solicit feedback about the studies. Leaders like City of Tonawanda Mayor Rick Davis says they are not doing enough to incorporate the community.
It's very disheartening that you have one agency that has taken these monies and has gone off on their own tangent, and we have questions at our level that we want answered that we're not getting answers to. We're not getting that collaboration from UB with our communities that we've and CSCR has fought so hard.
Davis says what started as a healthy collaboration tackling Tonawanda Coke has now dwindled to a one-sided effort.
Between then and now, what has been a community collaboration has turned into, as I quote UB, a dictatorship.
There's a few disagreements at hand that need to be addressed, including the matter of funds. The CSCR says they are owed money. UB calls what they are asking for non-project expenses. Grand Island Supervisor Nate McMurray recognizes the judge gave the money to UB in the first place, but says that process also told them they would be involved and that Citizen Science would be involved.
And if necessary, we're going to have to go back to the court together and say we need to look at this again to make sure that no one is left out, especially the people who started this in the first place all those years ago.
CSCR spokesperson Philip Haberstroh says he hopes the community can gain back some control in handling these matters.
We're asking the judge to give it back to the community. That's who did the fight, not the UB Foundation. As these gentlemen have all said, they're good people there. We know that. I work with them all the time in other different health projects in the community. But this is about benefiting the citizens of these three communities. And so we need to be very clear, who's controlling the funds is really the issue.
Nick Lippa, WBFO News.